Zondervan Audio Pages presents The Presence by Bill Myers, read by the author.
For Mackenzie, who makes my heart smile. This is the second book in the Soul Tracker series. Now, if you haven't read the first, don't worry. I've included enough background information so you won't be lost. Of course, reading this one ahead of the other might ruin a couple surprises in the first, you know, like who manages to survive and who doesn't, but that's about the only problem I can see. And hopefully, when you're finished, you'll be intrigued enough to go back and read the first, at least until I finish paying my kids' way through college. Now, with the second book, there are a few more characters, so I'll list them for your reference. Don't be concerned about them now, but if you get sidetracked and come back to the CD later, the list should help you jumpstart your memory. Now, from the first book we have David Kaufman. He lost his daughter Emily, as well as a good friend, Gita. Has been asked to disprove the claim that we can contact the dead. Luke Kaufman, David's teenage son. Preacher Man, a street evangelist and friend of David's. Newbie, mentally and physically impaired brother of Gita. Star, a young teen living on the streets. Norman E. Orbelitz, media tycoon who will do anything to control his fate, even through death. And now for the new folks on the block. Rachel McPherson, a television medium growing in popularity. Savannah,